too much of thought taking him for granted is that he will be with us all the time. So there is, yeah, what's the hurry about it or anything? Nothing matters. You know, there is that feeling. You see, when you have somebody who is your elder, under whose protection or shade or whatever you call it, refuge or whatever, you are there. If you are taken a refuge there, and you take it for granted. That's there all the time. So there's nothing. It doesn't provoke any. There is no interrogation. I can't explain very well that. You understand what I mean? He used to provoke that way. He used to create that atmosphere. Otherwise, on our own, there was no such thing.
Yeah. Well, the same thing as an operation.
Yeah. Look at the blame of all this company.
Did Baba say anything about when he could expect that we would, that there would be some kind of spiritual revolution in America? I mean, would it be during our lifetime, or would it be in a few hundred years, or does it even matter, make any difference? I mean, it does to me personally, but, you know, possibly other people don't give a shit.
What's a spiritual revolution?
I don't know, I just noticed, I asked somebody, everybody starts snickering, like it's so funny.
Now, don't cry now.
I'm not crying, I'll save that for Thursday. Well, okay, Baba said that first the East would lead the West, and then the West would lead the East in spirituality.
Both are blind, you see.
And that the West, there would be a very strong spiritual change in America.
Did
and what I want to know is, can we expect this during our lifetime, or do you
think
it's...
Yeah.
What do you say?
Will you please call Balanati?
What? I mean, we just said that Baba liked to provoke questions, so he's provoking them, you know. I'm in a sort of bad mood today.
Oh, don't be in a bad mood.
No, I just don't like them. When I ask a question, he goes, ho, 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 I'm so funny.
Bhajit, you have to write your diary and type it in. The last idiot. And what about that book that I gave you? He says that it was kept here to be read out, some passage he has found.
This is the last question I'll ask.
This is not the time.
So why do you take it upon yourself to see this?
I don't know. I'm sensitive person.
You have been a sport for so long.
I'm trying to claim the buffoon.
That's good. I'm so happy that I found a partner.
To play the buffoon or not to play the buffoon?
Not to play the buffoon.
Oh, okay. I'll play it onward and onward.
It's a great blessing, you know. Baba has said to be a buffoon in his sport.
Right.
To be
the fall guy, you know.
Yes?
To be the fall guy.
But you have to be.
No, a lot of times the reason people laugh is because they're self-conscious and embarrassed themselves.
They
laugh at someone else.
Others become conscious about the buffoon, but buffoon is never conscious about his buffoon.
Well, this particular one is. This is a Western buffoon. Something we had to learn, you know, to get attention and whatnot.
Whatever
it becomes second nature.
But what was the plot? I heard that you all had hashed the plot, you know, today for today, something like that.
Well, it's supposed to be a party, but so far all there is cookies and perhaps Balkan music.
Balkan music. Glad? What's the matter?
Dancing. Heavy felt that many people did not like Balkan music.
So they were insisting upon it, right?
I thought I thought it would be lovely. She's very tired of it. She has a nice beauty right now.
Jelly?
Yeah. She can not do it. I could just have dancing. Yeah. Anything for you to eat. What is the plot? That may exactly have been your plot.
No, I mean, I think it's going
personally, over the new heart. We have no heart. I mean, we have to make that kind of decision. That was a question of the mind rather than the heart, wanting to know what's going to happen to us.
Yes. It's an answer to...
Yeah, okay.
Listen, Lou, this is for you. It's an exclusive interview for you.
Leave it. That one is good. Now we recognize everyone by the microphones. I know that's your microphone. Louise's tape recorder. That's my microphone not being used. The last interview of the day, and this was in Myrtle Beach, must be 1953, was with Tony Ruthbert, who stayed at Briarcliff Acres. He referred to the impending world catastrophe which seemed inevitable to him. He also expressed his concern about the unspiritual attitude of the younger generation. Baba explained, America now leads the material side of the world, and yet has such potential that she can lead the world spiritually if awakened. Awakening is love for God in the form of Jesus, God crucified. And God will do it. He can do it. And now the time is near, very near, when the spiritual upliftment has to take place. America is destined to lead the world spiritually. Truth never fails, and lovers of God will soon triumph. In this country at present, unfortunately, the youth is not taught spirituality. Youth is not even given ethical education. But be sure that these very youths, who know not of God, but know only to eat, drink, be merry, and do lustful actions, will soon get the shock of their lives and know that loving God is life, real life, the goal of life.
This is amazing, but according to a Newsweek magazine study, and another study too, I couldn't believe, more than half of the adults in America are born again Christians.
Yeah. At least 40%.
Good. I think it's very encouraging, and yet born again Christians tend to be pretty well known because
we're saved and the other people are going to hell, and so that is a drawback.
But that's the beginning
of the revival.
It's mostly happening
to
Christianity. People are expressing Christianity.
It's not Christianity or anything. What is Christianity? It's
fundamental.
Yeah, that's what I understand what you mean, but it's not. You can't label it only through Christianity. You see, general upheaval, revival. You see, Christians, of course, want to consider themselves to be reborn Christians. Muslims would want to consider themselves to be reborn Mohammedan and so forth, Zoroastrian. There is a general revival.
Mani said something about, or maybe it was you, when that was read out before, that Tony Ruthbert is a Christian teacher, minister?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
And what Baba said, awakening comes when people come to love God in the form of Jesus, when it said, well, God crucified. So apparently, you had said, or Mani had said, that wasn't meant to mean come to live Jesus, but come to love Jesus, but come to love Christ. It means the God-man, the avatar. This awakening comes through that. So he said Jesus because it was a Christian context that person had. God in the form of Jesus.
No, she has not heard that the first part of it. That's why there is confusion. God crucified you. Jesus crucified you.
Who'd have not heard?
Yeah, I'll get you to the room today.
So this is the last interview of the day with Tony Ruthbert, who stayed at Briarcliff Acres. He referred to the impending world catastrophe which seemed inevitable to him. He also expressed his concern about the unspiritual attitude of the younger generation. Baba explained, America now leads the material side of the world and yet has such potential that she can lead the world spiritually if awakened. Awakening is love for God in the form of Jesus, God crucified. And God will do it. He can do it.
This is the last interview, mind you, and soon after that there is...
And then Baba was involved in his crucifixion.
But this is an interview given by Baba to a Christian minister?
No. He used to be only in the Levine cabin to stay there. He was here. So that happened during the last week of the last meeting of the day.
Yeah,
is there a
Christian minister?
It is said so. We don't know. We'll have to inquire. Is there anybody from Waterloo here? We should have asked Ralph.
Who is Tony Ruthbert?
Really, he does nothing.
No.
But if Baba spoke in that way,
anyway,
it must have been a Christian.
The point was, awakening is love for God in the form of Jesus. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that he wants all people of the world to love only the form of Jesus, obviously. He then says, that is God crucified. Mm-hmm. In other words, love for the God-man. Awakening is love for God in the form of the God-man.
So anyway, we can expect there's going to be mostly some kind of Christian revival on a smaller scale. There will be awakening for Oblaka Baba. And maybe then in the future there'll be a mass of the far distant future. You know. But what comes first? The awakening and then the calamity, or the calamity and then the calamity and then the awakening? Right?
Awakening. Mm-hmm.
But after the calamity, then will there be, a period of some time before there's an awakening? Or did Baba say anything about that?
No. But we'll have to wait. We'll have to go through the calamity. And then we'll see about the revival. Mm-hmm. We have to experience that. Naturally, it takes time. Mm-hmm. Little time is taken. Mm-hmm. It's not immediately after that. But even... it becomes spontaneous with the calamity that we, yes, we are so startled and so frightened that we try to seek help.
Is there anything that Baba said?
Cry out to the Lord, whosoever he be.
Is there anything that Baba would say, especially to Westerners or Americans, since we're supposed to be leading the world in spirituality, that he would expect of us, or that he said that he would? You know, I mean, any words of sort of guidance or whatnot as to what we're to do?
Yeah.
What?
Right here. And these Baba pearls. So
what Americans are supposed to do through all this catastrophe and leading the world in spirituality?
Yeah.
This may not satisfy that question. So if Eric has some response to that in particular about what Westerners should do and so on.
Or what is our responsibility or duty or whatnot?
I'll read these and then maybe he'll have something to say. The Winter Spring Awakening, 1958. Some Baba pearls. I want you to make me your constant companion. Think of me more than you think of your own self. The only message I could give and have been given is love God, and you will find that your own self is nothing but God. God cannot be theorized. God cannot be discussed. God cannot be argued about. God cannot be explained. God cannot be understood. God can only be lived by losing ourselves in Him through love. I am one of you, one with you, and one in you, and we are all one. To realize this oneness, love God wholeheartedly and honestly, sacrificing everything at the altar of this supreme love, and you will realize the beloved within you. Trust God completely, and He will solve all your difficulties. Faithfully leave everything to Him, and He will see to everything. Love God sincerely, and He will reveal Himself to you. This love needs no ceremonies and show.
your heart must love so that even your mind is not aware of it. There can be no greater folly than for the wayfarers to quarrel over the pros and cons of this way or that, instead of remaining concentrated upon and concerned with one's own onward march along the path that one happens to be on. One road may be steep, another full of potholes, the third torn with raging rivers. Similarly, one man may walk best, another may be a good runner, the third a fine swimmer. Yet in each case, the things that should really count are the destination and the actual progress that each individual makes. Why should one who can run like a hare come in the way of another who is more likely to succeed only with the speed of a snail? The fact is that God alone is real, and everything is in God. We are all one with Him, but owing to our ignorance, we feel ourselves separate from God. We always were. What was before us? We. Before we? We. 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 Only when we get knowledge, we know what this means. Then instantly, everything is absolutely clear in the twinkling of an eye. But such a flash of being is even quicker than the twinkling of an eye. There's no question, therefore, of becoming God, since we are already God. And so, on the other hand, we have to cease to be God, since we are already God. In order to do that, we have to get more and more away from God through prayers, fasting, etc., as otherwise, what can God do for God?
In ourselves, not God. Could you distill that into simply your words? Isn't that a mystery?
Just reading. Just reading. The duty of the master is first of all to release and free you from all.
The Baba is to do that you have missed the mark. Baba says you are already God, so don't strive to be God. That is false. You are already God. Don't try to become God. You can't become Him. You are already. And that's what he's saying. Then what happens is you are fasting, this and that, and all that becomes ridiculous. You see, for that sake, with that thought, wanting to become.
That is why knowledge cannot come to one and all individuals, because we are all God, and God being in everyone, who is to give and to whom? Only when God is perfectly individualized, as most perfect jnan, or most perfect Ari,
knowledge.
Can he impart knowledge to other individuals? The duty of the master is first of all to release and free you from the venomous clutches of Maya, and then to give you the experience, that is realization. Once you have surrendered yourself to the master, he has to do his duty to you. He cannot escape that. It is only your unbounded love and unswerving faith that is required thereafter. And that will encourage him in his duties toward you. So take your master to be God, and with as much love and faith, surrender and serve him, and you will be saved.
Now, those were just some specially lovely Baba prayers. A good one is fast enough to argue that it seems to do a lot of that.
What do you mean?
So did Baba have any, did he ever say anything about what would be our duty or what he would expect of us in the West? Anything like that?
Whether it be West or East, you see, it's just the same. For Baba, it won't be any direction.
Just sort of use the general method and see what happens.
General method?
Well, the things that we just say. And just see what happens.
This is reading of Baba.
Right, that's what I mean. In other words,
there's no such thing as spatial method for the West and spatial method for the East.
I'm not talking about method, Eric. I'm talking about what is expecting of us that we are to lead at least in spirituality. Did Baba say anything especially about what's going
what
to happen?
What Baba means by leading the East in spirituality is that spirituality will reign in the East and there will be an uprising in the West. It just goes on. It's in the procession of changes that take place frequently and constantly. Now that the East is, East seems to be above at the height of spirituality. So that is very gradually, so naturally the West is having the height of spirituality. That's how. What it means is that you have to take it literally, but at the same time take the spirit behind it. It's not rising means not at all like that. Also declining means just ebbing like that. Nothing of that sort. There's no such thing as that. The awakening, the quickening within oneself, regarding with regard to the faith, love, conviction. Not lifetime, instantly. It is possible. It is possible. Irma, 1 minute.
Probable,
yes. It is the next instant if we are bent upon it. But who dares it? You throw words in air. He says that he's so eager to unveil himself, that are you prepared to unveil him? He is eager, he's getting suffocated. He's being strangulated. When he does get that, then all these things come out within from us. Is it imminent? Can we do that? Will he manifest? Will he be seen by us and all that? It's his strangulation within that cries out this. And he says, I'm so eager. On the contrary, I'm over eager, over anxious that you all should reveal, get me out of this. Yeah. What is the story that you were to say?
But, you know, I don't know how, you know, that's the way it is right now with my mind. I believe that. But it, I don't know, it seems to me what I would like would be able to feel that, you know, what he is to the degree that I could express that to other people when asked, or because I need it too. Mm. Is that expecting a lot? No?
Good. You all these years were having that concept that Baba, you are believing in Baba, you are believing in Baba, and says Baba is my God. Personal. Now then it all of a sudden strikes you that it is much more than that. So what you wish to have, that feeling, that surge of feeling within you that will make you, embolden you to say that not only Baba is my God, but is your God, and your God, and your God, and so forth. You follow? So you want to expand the field of who Baba is. And there's no question of any expectancy. On the contrary, you still have that. But don't expect to have a surge of feeling within you. Just leave it to Baba. Just be there. Just be. Allow him to deal with you. All that is needed is remember. When you spank your children, remember him. When you caress your children, remember him. And if you really wish to pour out your love on your children, kid yourself that you are loving them, that you are spanking them, that you are trying to take care of them. That is the best way. That is, I should say, well, the crowning glory of married life, when Baba gives the gift of children and we take care of them as if, well, we are taking care of him. If you can do that, And all the feelings and everything you fall asleep will come automatically. All that you want now, expect to have that feeling and all that, that will fall asleep. Have the children, take care of them, not take care of your children. What's the name of the children?
Larry, Stephen, and
Vinny. Yeah, so each one, you see, is like taking care of that. Take them, see that, train them, discipline them, all that stuff. Finding some excuse to remember him a little more. A little more. And these are great excuses, you know, these four of kids of yours. Yeah. So that's how you can do that. Find excuse to remember. Little more and more.
And you think of the knowing what God is just something that grows.
Grows. Yeah, yeah. Who knows him? If you ask me, do I know? And if I am fair to myself and to the world and to my God, I say I don't know.
No, but you know that he is.
It's just like that, as your mind says that. But also I feel within some, there is some gadget in me that makes me feel something. He is what he is, you see. But if you were to ask me point blank, do I know? I say no, I don't know him. Dadas, and it's a great solace and comfort, because he says, how can you know me unless you become me? You follow? That's a comfort also. Not that it's a drawback or anything, but I have to become him. By his grace, one day if I become him, I'll know him. Unless you become me, how will you know me? You say, I can say that I know you, because you have been here for some days. Suppose if you have stayed with me for 40 years, or he is with you, how long you are married now? 14. 14 years you both are there, living together and all that. Do you know him? Does he know you? No. A little bit, yeah. His way, her ways, his ways, what he would want to say, the voice is familiar. Sometimes his smile is familiar and all that, but do you really know it? Unless you become him, you can't. But human beings, it's impossible. But with relationship between man and God, there is the possibility of becoming him. It's in all probability you become. And then you know yourself. Become what? Your own self. Means you get the realization of yourself, that's becoming your true self. Pardon?
No.
The noise is good. It detracts, you see, concentration. If too much concentration is not good too. It's overpowering. And it's cooler that way, yeah. Otherwise, if Lee's and Gary, when they start concentrating on what's happening, it becomes very hot. Yeah, it's very hot. Let this distraction be there. See how selfish I am in anything. There's nobody in the world who is not selfish.
There's no more talk. If you start another argument, I'm going to tear it away.
Image, is there any way we can speed up the process? You know, what you were talking about before.
Hey! You said yesterday you had your last question. That's it, Louise.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to be myself. I'm not going to try to please other people.
Chapman, you got that on tape yesterday.
Because if you try to please people, you end up being pudding.
Before you get into the discussion, can you just tell that story about that man, the father?
What did you ask me first? Who asked me first?
I don't know. And
what? Where is Erna? Then you have to get Erna there. Otherwise, what will happen when you're Tara? You know my plight.
I don't know.
Like
Yeah, I was looking at the story. You should have been
spending some of the day. We are. We are
not here.
So he doesn't bargain.
Yeah, I misquoted. I understood what I meant.
Okay. You are. He is so much us. All that he wants. So if you become mine and see how much I am yours.
Where is
Irma? Irma is coming. You went for Irma.
Who went to that?
She was not the one, Dara, it seems. Otherwise,
well, there was only her and Peter.
Well, must have been Peter.
That's right. Who was the one? Huh? Yeah, Manlendan.
It wasn't in the hall.
It wasn't in the hall. Only half an hour ago, that's all. I'll get to the bottom of it, don't worry.
Well, what was it? Are you here?
Anyway, that is it, you know.
Let it be serious now. The thing is that it's a good question because it reminded me of an episode that took place years ago. At the time of the Blue Bus, all women were there, and Baba himself, and I was the one who was driving this Blue Bus. Well, it so happened that because it was overcrowded, there was no room for any other mandali. So we were staying at a place called Mathura. It's a big city. It's famous for Lord Krishna's life, what do you call, stories, and birthplace, and all that is, it's all connected with the advent of Lord Krishna. Mathura is a big city in India. It has a big temple dedicated to the Lord, perpetuating his memories. And it's very ornate and all that. So when we are in that city, and Baba would want the women who have gone there, you see, from all over the country. So we are stopping now at a place called Mathura, and Baba wants that some sightseeing be done. So, well, other sightseeing are there. But then this temple is a very particular temple where Baba wanted them to see this temple at the time of Lord Krishna's. The stories, murals depicting Lord Krishna's Leela, the game, divine game and all that. So Baba wanted Mehra, Mani and others to see that particularly. He sent me in advance to inform the authorities. It's a big organization there. So inform the authorities that, well, there's going to be a group of men and women, but there is only one man who will be escorting the women there. And the women are, well, they are leading a sort of a life of a recluse, and they don't want to be disturbed by men, and there's no need for any guide to guide them through the temple, and therefore nobody should follow, no adult should follow the group of women that are there. Well, the management started asking for more information, who are they and from where are they, and then I had to say that they are from America and England and those. What sort of life they are leading? They are women? And what do you mean by recluse? I said, well, they are following a great master, and naturally they don't mingle with men and this and that. And all that rap, as Gary would say, is yet again. So I did impress upon the management, and the management did agree that, well, there won't be anybody. He called the chief priest, then there are the assistant priests and the pujaris and all that. They were there in the office. He said, look, the next day this man will come. He has a big party there, and the elder, the brother, I said, my brother is there who is permitted to be with him. So I said, nobody should follow. Fine. So they said, okay, what time will y'all come? I said, about, say, 9 o'clock in the morning. Naturally, Baba was very happy. Then Baba said that if they insist, then we must have a guide and all that. Sort of thing. There are some these monuments and places there where they insist upon having a guide. So Baba said, told me that time.
Tem sujeito da, né? Hã? If they insist, then you can go to the extent of saying that, all right, if there's a child below 10 years of age, then we will be permitted to show them. So, and they did, which I forgot to tell you, they did ask, what about the guide and who will show, how will your elder brother know about it and all that sort of thing. I said, all right, in that case, is there any child who can guide them properly or tell them some little stories or things? Yes, we have, my son is here, he'll take you. How old is he? So he's 11 years old. I said, that will be fine. Yeah. So the child was, so then he said, I'll get the child the next day. Wonderful. So I told Baba about it, and Baba was very happy and pleased, because Baba was very particular about showing this place to the women of Mathura. Yeah. Roughly 1939, So you know, I drove the bus there, and the temple is on a high plinth, you see, as high as this from the ground level. The steps go up, and then the temple is there. Now what happened is that I parked the bus there, and no sooner I parked, you know, huge thing there at the time. So now all the women of different nationalities are getting down, the society, you see, to the people there. So they all come, and they are there, and I could recognize the priests and all that, two or three who were there in the office. So they exchanged little pleasantries with me. I said, yeah, these are the women from the place that I said, and is there the guide? So then they called the child, and I said, yeah, you'll show them, all in vernacular language. I said, yeah, I'll show them. You know all the places? Yes. So I introduced the child to Baba. Baba loved the child and all that. Baba caressed the child and all that. Fine. And then I said to them, now you all need not follow them. You just keep to your places. They will go on. You all are not to follow them. You know that. I requested them. So, yeah, we know. But there was one scoundrel, you see, among them, a priest. So he wouldn't pay heed to all this sort of thing. So he all the time went following me. I didn't know, because I was not permitted to go. I told them that, see, I'm not doing it, because I'm not supposed to mingle with them. I'll be here. And he said, yeah, don't worry, nobody will go, the child will take. And I was satisfied, Baba was satisfied, Baba also heard it, knowing that I had arranged that way. Everything was fine, and I was waiting there and chatting with some people. At that time, Baba had asked me to always have a warm coat, a great coat on my body, and a hat. Hold it this summer, and Mathura summer, comes in some year. And, yeah, but I always used to have that warm coat, great coat, woolen one, and a hat. And I looked fierce also at the time. I was sitting there and chatting with those other people there. And who are these people? Are they from cinema? Are these are actresses? I said, yeah, they are. And so well, I used to give out these little lines, you see, just play with them. So in a different way, then I'll put in a word, put it in others. Yeah, we all are actors and actresses on this play and all that. So what happened is, after half an hour or so, that time lapse, and I hear somebody running. What do I see? The sight was that I see Baba holding a priest there, you know, tall, strong person, holding him this and just pushing him, pushing him, pushing him, and just threw him down the staircase, steps, all that. Just pushed him down. And so Baba says, catch hold of him and don't allow him to come. He's just following all of us over there and disturbing us. So then, what are you doing? I didn't get, then of course I started doing that rap as well, called me. Do you know who we are?
He does have a shtick.
And then finished. Said, but I didn't do it. I said, didn't you? So do you mean to say that my elder brother will do it without any reason and cause? And why did you do it? So I was just curious to see what sort of curiosity. I don't want anybody to follow them. So he just remained, he shuddered and kept quiet. when they return, then Baba comes to me and says, tell him that this is not the way of a priest, that once they have given the word, they shouldn't have gone back on their word. Is this priesthood? Is this that? And so forth. He went on and on and on. And then, now letting go. That's how it was. So what Baba told us is that he was not curious to see what's happening there, but he was curious to see the faces of these damsels. That's why he didn't like it. That's why he got so upset that he just picked him and got him out of the temple. Drew him out. It's a big area, very big area. He must have come, I don't know from which corner he must have dragged him.
When is this? What year? 1945.
And just came down this hall. And he came all over Tumble and all. Yeah, he said that he was all the time pestering. He was all the time mingling with women and all that and gaping at women's faces and all that. He hadn't the innocence of a person who was just curious. Otherwise, Baba wouldn't care, because there are people in the world, you see, in the country, Baba has gone, taken the women everywhere. He never did this. I have never, this one time I've seen him losing this sort of mood and gotten tempered in the person. There was one other episode that comes to my mind when he expressed that mood, but he changed it in a different way, which surprised me too. And that was, it was in the year 1938. When I had just come to Baba, Baba called me and I was with him at the time. And my daily duty was to be with him, lead him up the hill, take it and escort him, and then bring him down. I had to just sit on the veranda and look. As soon as he gets out of the gate of hill, I had to run there and receive him and bring him down. Now this was, say, dusk time. It's now time for him to go up the hill, retire. So I had to take him up for the send-off. So I'm accompanying him. He went as far as the dhuni, where the dhuni is now, you know. It was not a built platform at that time. That is the situation. There, Padri came out from the tin shed, where I don't know whether you all have noticed, there is an engine room, we call it. So there he came out, seeing Baba there. Send out Jai Baba. There was no Jai Baba at that time. Stand like that. That's right. A couple of words Baba would want to convey to Padri for the next day. So Pendu comes. He's following us. Pendu was the manager. You know this old man, Pendu was the manager. So he follows Baba and there is little talk going on about the next day or something, about the milk to be taken more or this or that. I don't remember. And Baba is dictating the board, I'm interpreting the board, and it goes on like that. So we are there and Baba stands there. And then he has to say something more. Padri and Pendu are there. So Baba is saying, dictating on the board. And all of a sudden while dictating, he looks up on the hill and he tells me, who is that person going there? He changes mood all of a sudden, becomes very stern. Who is that going there? He's a man. This was the sign for a man, Mush. How can he go there? Because it's prohibited area for men. No men are allowed. He says, go there. Go immediately. Give him a tight slap for going there. See? The gestures were, run there, don't allow him to enter. Slap him tightly and drag him down to me. This was the order. So naturally I was the newcomer there, you know. And the Lord has given the order now, so the slave has to, if he takes pride in executing the order, and you should see the speed with which I ran, you know, before he could go. And then I ran. I could run at that time. I was not old, I was very young. And I took great pride in doing my own. I got just before he was about to enter the gate, I caught hold of him. In such a tight slap, you see. He was stunned. I said, how dare you come here? Who are you? This is how I come from Mahesh Baba's darshan. Is this the place for Mahesh Baba's darshan? We have to go down. Don't you see the board here? Not permitted. You are prohibited from entry here. See, but I thought Mahesh Baba lived here. I said, no thinking. Come on, get out. Come on. And I dragged him down. Poor fellow. He was a gentleman, man. He was a well-dressed person. And at the time, I was just becoming more and more fluffy, you know, and very proud and all that. This is the first time, you see, Baba had given me some order. I carried it out to the nth degree and all that. I'm dragging without any reservation. Yeah.